Zondervan presents Not a Fan, Becoming a Completely Committed Follower of Jesus by Kyle Eidelman, read by the author.
It's Thursday afternoon, and I'm sitting in the church sanctuary. It's empty now, but Easter is only a few days away. More than 30,000 people will likely come to the weekend services, and I have no idea what I'm going to say to them. I can feel the pressure mounting as I sit there hoping that a sermon will come to mind. I look around at the empty seats hoping some inspiration will come. Instead, there's just more perspiration. I wipe the sweat off my brow and look down. This sermon needs to be good. There are some people who only come to church on Christmas and Easter. We call them Creasters. I want to make sure they all come back. What could I say to get their attention? How can I make my message more appealing? Is there something creative I could do that would be a big hit and get people talking? Still, nothing. There is a Bible in the chair in front of me. I grab it. I can't think of a scripture to turn to. I've spent my life studying this book, and I can't think of one passage that will wow the Creasters. I consider using it the way I did as a kid, kind of like a magic eight ball. You ask a question, open up the Bible, and point on the page, and whatever it says answers your question. Finally, a thought crosses my mind. I wonder what Jesus taught whenever he had the big crowds. What I discovered would change me forever. Not just as a preacher, but as a follower of Christ. I found that when Jesus had a large crowd, he would most often preach a message that was likely to cause them to leave. In that empty sanctuary, I read one such occasion in John chapter 6. Jesus is addressing a crowd that has likely grown to more than 5,000 people. Jesus has never been more popular. Word had spread.